going way, way back to 1986. And let's see who. Sad Cafe, yes. Okay, so Sad Cafe are a band that have, for me, a wig and tie. They I saw them at Wigan Casino back in the day. And they were, let's see, 77. So they would be promoting like maybe the first and second album. So it was a band that I got into at a very young age. And a big fan of Paul Young and the band. And I've been kind of rediscovering them recently. And it's kind of interesting to see what's on YouTube, some old videos. Of course, a lot of it was on VHS. A lot of it's kind of crappy quality. And of course, Paul Young went on to sing with Mike and the Mechanics and sadly passed away not too long ago. So a big loss. One, a great British singer and a very nice fellow from what I recall. I always tell this story that when they were playing at Wigan Casino, I was there with my mates. And so Paul Young's, they're doing their thing on stage. And the stage at Wigan Casino wasn't very big. It wasn't very tall, but it was just about the right height. And Paul Young was drinking a drink of some kind. And then he passed it to my friend Paul, who took a swig of it, pulled his face. Paul Young laughed. And then my friend Paul gave it to me. I took a swig of it and I pulled my face and Paul Young laughed. And then, but I drank the last of it. And then I kept that glass as a souvenir for years. Even brought it to Canada with me. And at some point, I think when I got divorced and separated, that glass got lost in the mix. It looked like any old glass. I think it was made one of those glasses made in France that we used to have back in the day. And that was the only thing that distinguished it from any other, you know, glasses in the house. And I think it ended up staying somewhere that I didn't, and I left it behind, or it got mixed up in something. Anyway, long gone, but the story still remains. And I've had fun kind of exploring Sad Cafe again, and I do have most of their albums. So I did rip some of the vinyl to MP3, which is the thing I do, and that included that 12-inch 45. Why Do You Love Me Like You Do, which came out in 86. So apparently they're still playing as a band without Paul Young, without the majority of the original band members, but that's nothing new. A lot of bands do that these days. And so I believe the second bass player is kind of leading the charge on that one. So, and they're just playing Sad Cafe songs. They're not claiming to be, you know, a replacement for the band, blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad they're still playing and keeping that music alive. It's definitely a music that I grew up on and a good part of my youth, shall we say. A band that was never part of my youth was Gandalf's Fist. And I don't know, I'm sure if they're a good part of my adulthood. Up until a couple of weeks ago, I've never heard of them. But they do some kind of interesting tunes. Songs from the Solway. The Solway is, of course, the river that is near the... goes out of the Isle of Wight. Is it? Is that something else? I can't remember. Maybe it's up north somewhere. The Betsy Jane, I guess it was probably a song about a boat, maybe. Yeah. And then a request for some Richard Ashcroft from the album The Storm in Heaven. That's the Verve. That's for Don in East Van, and a track called Virtual World. Hope you enjoyed that. Don Roberts says... it's not one of my favourite bands, the Verve. You can't dispute the popularity in the day and had high accolades from many, many, many other bands. All right, we're going to continue playing with a bit of this Scarlet Rivera that I've I have rediscovered Scarlett Rivera, an extraordinary violinist. And so this is kind of a... you can tell by the music that she's playing that it's kind of getting into the new age world music thing before it was a thing. And so a lot of the jazz fusion stuff from the 70s kind of morphed into new age, or they tried pop and failed. But anyway, this is another track from the very first Scarlett Rivera album. It came out in 1977 on Warner, I think. And this is a track called Earth Queen, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1.
We'll be right back. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada at 90.1 FM.
by classic Stranglers and European Female. Playing there after I realized that it was is the anniversary of the death of Dave Greenfield, who was the keyboard player for the Stranglers for years and years and years. Yeah, and Dave passed away. I think it was 3 years ago today, May 3rd. So, yeah, so I thought I'd play a bit of the Stranglers, one of my favorite bands of my youth. Very much a Stranglers person, or as opposed to the Clash or any of those other guys. Also in that set, you heard a band called Chrome, and that was a track called Watch the Now from the 12-inch. I picked that up a couple of months ago from my local record store here in North Burnaby. And Hocktown Phono is the name of that store. If you're a vinyl collector and you live in the area, I highly recommend the guys at Hocktown Phono. They're at Madison and Hastings. They'll even sell you a turntable for you to play your records on, like they did to me. And I bought one of those Audio Technica kind of Technics SB1200 knockoffs that they have. Nothing like an SB1200, but then they haven't made SB1200s for donkey's years, and they were industry standard, and they weren't that expensive. And then now they are, because nobody can get a hold of them, and they don't make turntables like that anymore. What else do we have in there? We had another track from Scarlett Rivera, a track called Earth Queen, and we're going to play another one. The final track from Scarlett Rivera, from her first album that she did solo. If you didn't hear me earlier, she was basically discovered by Bob Dylan walking down the street with her violin in hand, or violin case in hand. And Bob had just played a show. I think that she was in it somewhere. And she says that in an interview that had it been 10 seconds later and she had crossed the street, she would never have been discovered by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, of course, used her talents on two albums, I believe, in the mid-70s. I'm trying to imagine that scenario of Bob Dylan driving down the street in a car, seeing this. And she's